While still traveling past waving fence in an ornate horse-drawn carriage to the 13th century Hall of Knights in The Hague, the monarch's traditional annual address on the day the government presents its budget was gloomy. In his first appearance on the national stage, Dutch King Willem-Alexander said the traditional welfare state that has made the Netherlands famous is coming to an end.
De regering wil het groeivermogen van de Nederlandse economie versterken.
In its place, he said, a participation society is emerging, in which people who can do that must take responsibility for their own future and create their own social and financial safety nets, with less help from the national government. The current situation is not sustainable, the king said. People want to make their own choices, determine their own lives, and care for each other. This, the king said, was the reasoning behind the government's decision to decentralize youth services, home care and job creation, and billions of dollars in cuts. He thanked his mother, former Queen Beatrix, who oversaw the start of that transition, before abdicating in April when he ascended to the throne. The king began his speech on a personal note, commenting on the start of his kingship at the end of April. He also noted the death of his brother Friso, during which he appeared visibly moved. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte may be hoping that the pomp and ceremony surrounding the king and his popular wife, Queen Maxima, will provide a diversion from the gloomy reality of a budget full of unpopular new spending cuts, but critics have predicted a turbulent political road ahead. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.